So people talk about presidents, like, mm-hmm. they, you know, presidents have all kinds of power mm-hmm. to do stuff, and presidents have the power of creating and setting policy. You know, especially if a president is popular, then the president can say, this is the direction in which I want to take the country over the next 4 years. And if the president comes up with the idea of creating something like the Environmental Protection Agency, then, of course, it would have to be approved by Congress, but it's initiated by the president.
Mm-hmm.
The president is the only person, other than members of Congress, who can introduce legislation directly to Congress. Congress completely controls the funding. So if there's going to be funding for something like the Environmental Protection Agency, then it's up to Congress to determine how much funding there's going to be for a given year during a budget cycle. In the 1980s, there was a whole process of deregulation that went on with all aspects of business, including the environment, and that was during the Reagan administration. And what the Reagan administration did in deregulating is basically turn the authority to enforce all kinds of regulations, including environmental regulations, over to the states in what we call unfunded mandates. The federal government didn't want to pay for the vast amount of money it was taking to support the Environmental Protection Agency and the DNR and all of those different agencies that go around and protect the environment. So instead, they turned it over to the states and they said, you decide what the environmental protections are going to be, and then you pay for them and you enforce them.